Okay, real talk. We all have embarrassing moments in the bedroom. You know, like gas, bloating, indigestion, and more. And I hear from so many of you with stomach issues, and it's keeping you from the pleasure you so rightly deserve. Well, I got some great news. While studies show that gut issues directly impact our arousal, erections, and overall sexual health, I got a game changer for your overall wellness. Introducing Just Thrive Probiotic. It is my secret weapon for overall health and the fuel for my sex life. Just Thrive Probiotic isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is a clinically proven game changer, a gut superhero designed to up-level your passion and sex life. So no more embarrassing moments, only a life of gut-powered ecstasy. That sounds good, right? It's the first probiotic formulated with four ancestral survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. This probiotic is like your personal gut gardener, maintaining the health of your gut by eliminating bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and replenishing the good, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. With Just Thrive, you'll nourish your gut microbiome, fueling your mind, body, and soul. So say hello to increased libido, enhanced pleasure, and a whole new level of satisfaction. Oh, don't miss my episode, Why Gut Health is Sexy with Tina Anderson, where you can learn more about this groundbreaking company. For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive 100% risk-free by visiting justthrivehealth.com and enter promo code SEXWITHEMILY at checkout to save 20% off on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic. So take charge of your gut health, take charge of your sex life, and live your healthiest life yet with Just Thrive. Hey everyone, it's Emily from Sex with Emily. We got a great show today. We'll be answering your emails, and we have the women from Zivity, which is a body positive, sex positive site. We're going to be talking about the Free the Nipple movement. I'm here with Menace, but first, a word from our sponsors, everyone. Thank you for listening to the show. As you know, I love being able to help you have the sex life and relationships you deserve, and I want to give you the best show possible. So thank you for supporting our sponsors. And I got to tell you about Promescent. Did you know 1 in 3 men suffers from premature ejaculation? But now you don't have to, because Promescent is a quickly absorbing delay spray that allows you to have the sex you want. You don't even have to think about your baseball or your great Aunt Margaret with a furry mustache, so you don't have to ejaculate. You can focus on your partner's hot body, which is what you should be doing, especially now that you have the time to make them orgasm, because Promescent helps you last longer. It closes the arousal gap between men and women, and sometimes you might just get there a little faster than she'd like. So Promescent helps you last twice as long. Thousands of urologists are recommending it. The only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation that is Promescent. Go to Promescent.com and check it out. So thanks, everyone. Enjoy the show.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list, which you should, because we actually send out good emails, not those annoying emails that people send you. They're actually informative and entertaining, so check them out. And you can also subscribe on iTunes. We do 2 shows a week, so you'll never, ever miss another show again, which I know would be devastating. And today's show, I'm here with Menace. What up, Menace?
Hi, how you doing today?
I'm great. It's so good to see you.
You too.
I miss you.
You doing all right over there?
I get
there
so
with that
excited.
Phallic microphone?
I love the phallic. Okay, I actually feel at home with a phallic microphone in front of me. Is that weird? I'm really excited to see you. I miss you. Like, my heart misses you when I don't see you. Like,
I know,
feel I get like excited. I squeal when I see you.
It's crazy that we live in the same area once again and we still don't see each other ever.
I know. But that's
you're always doing stuff and I got things going on. I'm going to Comic-Con tomorrow after work.
I want to go.
I'm going to go for about a day and a half.
Nice.
And I got to come back here and do another event at Six Flags. And
ooh.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then I'm going to Vegas like twice and all this crazy stuff that's is going on. So I'm traveling like all the time.
Right. This is like your travel month of concerts and stuff like
work
that.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, but that's okay.
How's everything going with you?
Everything's really good with me. Yeah, it's been fun.
So I have to tell everybody something near and dear to their heart on the podcast that I always like talk about Taco Bell just on the podcast, just, you know, jokingly.
Not really jokingly, but
I do have a true love anyways. But yesterday, you can check out on my Instagram, Menace on Instagram, that I got invited to the Taco Bell headquarters in Irvine, California.
This is like a dream come true. Like, some people want to go to like the White House, Niagara Falls.
I just want to go to the Taco Bell.
I get it.
And then they took me to the test kitchen and, you know, where they just test everything out. And it was awesome.
Was it a highlight of your life?
It was. Everyone was really nice.
Did it smell like tacos and stuff?
No. It was like super clean. It's like going to
$1 billion corporation.
Think of like one of the nicest like .com offices you've been to in San Francisco. Right. Just like that.
Did they give you coupons or anything for free tacos?
No. But it was mind-blowing because, again, it was like walking into like a Google or a Twitter or something like that.
Right, no, I'm sure. It looks very sophisticated.
Like, yeah, that way.
But like some background is that Menace for about the last 8 years has been talking about the taco that he wants to bring, the double-decker.
It's the four-alarm double-decker taco. It's just something like from when I was...
But he's been tweeting them for years.
Yeah, and like calling
them, harassing
them. Like
years, like bring the double-decker four-alarm back.
And then so they brought me in.
Did you have a sit-down conversation with the CEO and say, that was a really good taco and I would like it back?
Yeah, no. They were... they invited me back again, and then so they're getting all the ingredients so they can make it for me. It's crazy.
Oh my God. Is what they call it, the Menace four-alarm double-decker?
No.
Why? Can't you swing that?
I know, right?
We should start a campaign.
Yeah, so
if you want a taco named after Menace, you should tweet Taco Bell. What's their tweet? Twitter.
Taco Bell, just Taco Bell.
That would make sense.
Yeah, Menace they know Menace. People.
And I'm Sex with Emily at Sex with Emily on Twitter. And I want to say I'm very happy for you, Menace. I think I saw your Instagram. I liked it.
Yeah, you did.
I was really happy. Like I actually the second I was like it was like last night.
It's funny because I've probably been talking about it for maybe way 5 years on this podcast.
Yeah, a lot. Like and he's like trying to get healthy. And remember that whole time you went on the health kick for like a week?
Yeah.
You're going to work out or something?
I was, but then I was like, no, I can't give up.
And then besides that, we went back to tacos, and then he got us to go. And I was really happy for you.
Yeah, well, the whole thing probably came up because of what we're probably going to talk about later, not like this type of fetish, but it became like fetishes. And then I asked you, like, oh, would you be into a guy that wanted like incorporated like Taco Bell into your
It was a Hamburglar, actually. From McDonald's.
And stuff like that. That's how it all came to be, and then I told about my love for this
exactly
certain taco.
Right.
Anyways,
so I'm really happy for you. That's like a big accomplishment.
What
I feel like you're really going places.
Yeah, thank you. What's going on in your life?
You know, there's been a lot going on in my life lately, and doing a lot of writing, a lot of stuff. We've been doing. I'm writing a new column for Glamour. Mm-hmm. So every Sunday night, there's a sex tip on Glamour. It's glamour.com under the sex thing. And I've been writing. I did a really good one last week, I have to say, because a lot of people liked it. So that's how you know in this world. I thought it was good, but people could not like it. But it was homework that you should do so you get to know your own body. And that's on Glamour. And you should check that. But also, I wrote this crazy piece for Men's Fitness, 10 Signs You're Bad in Bed. And it literally, I'm looking at it now, got a million, like how many shares? Like 14,000 shares on Facebook, 2.1 likes, and then 1,000 tweets. So you guys should check it
out.
Men's Fitness. It's also on my website, Sex Family. But it's interesting. It's for men. 10 signs you're bad in bed. You didn't know. Why is it so popular? Because I think, I don't know who's sharing it, men or women, but it's really, there's some good signs here.
It's great.
Yeah.
I gotta take a look.
Yeah, you should take
it.
Well, if you're still bad in bed, Menace,
well, no,
after all the years, I
just want to see, like, you know, how you wrote it out and everything.
Right.
Also, people might have tried to go to your Facebook page and
it
wasn't
okay,
there.
That's the big news. Okay, so here's the deal. I talked about this a few weeks ago, and this is actually going to relate to our wonderful guests here from Zivity, and we're going to get to them, these lovely women, in a moment, is that I have this Facebook page, which, as you all know, if you have a business or you're breathing in this world, you know that Facebook is important to not only connect with your friends, but if you have a business, I use it to also connect with, you know, fans and listeners, and we post content 5 times a day. And the page was like, you know, I've had it for 5 years maybe, but it's been taken off lately. We had like 5,000 likes a day for a week, and it was going crazy. And, you know, it's not sexually explicit. We're not putting naked photos up, but there was a kid I found out. What happened was I woke up one day, 3 weeks ago, and it was a note from Facebook. I logged on. It said, your page has been unpublished. You can appeal it. And so I appealed it. I sent an appeal, like, please put it back up. I'm a doctor. I'm helping people.
And I'm sure you're very calm about it.
Oh, I lost my mind. No, it was a good email. It was a good email. And so I just tried. I mean, I called. I didn't know what to do. I called friends who worked at Facebook. And it turns out that there was the day they took it down, there was a email from some woman who lives in Iowa. I don't know what. Not even a fan of the page, but said, I find this photo offensive. It was like nothing. So they took it down. Then 3 weeks it's down. So I'm upset because this is like, for example, I did my big hustler workshop a few weeks ago, which was awesome. You know, you heard me talking about it. There's like 200 people there. And a lot of people who came said, what happened to your Facebook page? That's how I know about you. Because people don't only listen to the podcast. Some people only follow me on Facebook or only follow me on Twitter. And so it was really upsetting. And so then the day we got it back up, like 5 days ago, the second I put it up, there were four messages from people. And they had the same thing. It was like, take down. We find this very offensive. Yeah. There's like a campaign from like conservatives.
I get that that happens to me all the time.
Where?
But about like because of the morning show that I do. I had like, you know, just random people. We're making fun of this guy, like basically shaming this guy who got caught having sex with a dog. And then like the dog community who didn't even hear what we did.
Right. People don't listen to the facts.
They didn't even listen to it at all. They just said that we promoted having sex with animals in like animal cruelty, which was not.
People just wanted, like, they're looking for like a bully puppet.
People, like, that's the end thing these days. People are looking to be offended.
Right.
You know, and they didn't even go back to listen to what we said and, you know, how we think this guy's a sicko and all this kind of stuff. But they just wanted to like shut us down in all levels and like started calling advertisers.
This happens
and, like,
all the time.
And we get calls to the radio stations saying, you know, I don't know why I'm calling, but this is why I'm calling.
Right, because someone told them to call and they don't even have the facts. And so I don't know what to do. I've just been reporting these people as spammers on my site.
Oh, nice.
Well, you know, I don't know what else to do. So, okay, so here's the action item for you people. My lovely, amazing listeners that I love hearing from you all, and I read all your emails that you send to feedback@sexwithemily.com, is that go like my page and check it out because, anyway, it'll help get the momentum back up because what Facebook does is now they scale. They don't release it. You know, only like 2% of the people who actually like it can see your posts. I have to build it up again. I had a crazy momentum. So like that. And then another thing, Menace, which is great that you brought up on our last show, was that if people like the show, amazing if you just go to iTunes and write a review.
That'd be great.
And people did it, Menace, after you said that.
Oh, they
I noticed.
Did?
Yeah. And I so appreciate that. And because, you know, we years back, we started to charge for the show. And
then we
were
got
angry.
Torn apart.
People were so mad. I'm like trying to make a freaking living helping people with your sex life. So I sorry I charged for it for like 5 minutes. So we wanted people, if you like it, because we know we get thousands and hundreds of thousands of downloads that we just, you know, that's nice.
So
appreciate
thank
it.
You.
So thank you everyone for doing that.
Writing it out with us.
And then also, what else? Yeah, and follow me, Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, which is all Sex with Emily, because it's all good stuff. And then I wanted to say to you, Menace, I don't know, anything
that
else?
That you love me.
I love you and I miss you.
You're happy that I'm here.
Yeah.
That's totally. Good.
Okay. Well, let's talk to our guests here for a minute. Hello.
No.
Okay. So this is Cyan Bannister and Nadia Lev from Zivity. It's Zivity.com.
Correct.
And Zivity, tell us about your site. Exactly. Because you guys were, Cyan was on the show a few years ago. And we talked about our site. It's a really beautiful site, amazing photography. And you can go back and listen to that show. But tell me right now what's going on, because I haven't talked to you in a few years. So.
Sure, a lot has been going on. We've been around, what did we determine, like 7-8 years now?
Okay,
and
great.
When we started it, and then I was first on your show, I remember I was just starting out, and I was like, I can't screw this up, and I was on your show, and I was like, what do I say? And I was so professional, and I couldn't like come out and say like I have a site with beautiful-tasted naked ladies. So
you couldn't say that? You didn't say that?
No, I didn't say that. I remember it was like, I want to go back and listen to it now.
I know.
I remember I was just like, can't screw this up.
Oh, God, no. But, right, you didn't.
So much has happened. You know, we've learned a lot about the business. And actually, I'm here with our general manager, who's my business partner.
Hi.
Hello.
I'd love
Nadia.
For her to actually tell the story about Zivity, because about, what was it, like 8 months ago or a year ago or so, I actually turned the company over to her, and she's been running it, and she's been doing a really great job. So her take it from here.
Okay.
Okay, so... First, I'm going to tell a little anecdote about my history as a photographer and how that relates to Zivity. So, 2 seconds. I'm not trying to make this about me. I actually think this is about
me. No, I get it.
Sure.
Oh, whatever.
So, like,
don't worry. I do it all the time.
when I was younger, I had a career as a freelance photographer. And in my spare time, I loved shooting women in latex clothes with crazy hair and makeup and long nails and glamorous makeup. And those shoots were all for fun. Everybody was working for free. The makeup artist, the wardrobe right. stylist, and we just had a blast. And the pictures were raw and powerful and sexual. And the things that I actually got paid to do were like headshots for a teenage modeling agency right. or a portrait of a jazz band. And it just hurt my heart that the artwork that we were pouring our souls into didn't have a market because it was too weird for fashion magazines.
Right.
It wasn't, I don't know. So I kind of got away from photography because there was no way to make a living doing what I loved.
I totally understand that.
But Cyan has been thinking about how to solve this problem, how to give people the opportunity to make even at least a side income, making images that express their sexuality on their terms. Not what Playboy wants you to be, not what Suicide Girls wants you to be. Those are all lovely platforms or publishers, but everybody wants you to look a certain way. You have right. to have tattoos. You have to have beautiful blonde hair. But people, there's real bodies, real people, real fetishes. And we wanted to create a platform where anybody could express that in a safe environment
right.
and be supported by their fans, find a community.
So it's for artists, photographers, and models. They come to your site, you can vote,
yeah,
and all that stuff. Because I'm a member of the site, mm-hmm. and so people can now. So now there's a place for it,
yeah.
And you have to join.
You have to join. You pay a subscription to join, and then you see thousands of sets from all over the world made by models and photographers. And if you see one that you like, you can vote on it. So what voting does is you express your reverence and appreciation for that person's work, and you get to support them. Every vote costs $1, and that money goes directly to the artists.
Oh, that's nice.
So if I vote
the photographer or the model or both, they split it.
There's okay. a split. So you vote 10 times, it's like you're giving $10 over to the artists, and Zivity gets a cut to cover like
okay.
credit card fees and stuff, but it's mostly all about the artists.
That's great. I mean, it's beautiful, beautiful artwork, and it's hot and sexy. And so what are some of the popular, like, are there any like common fetishes or common things in your site that are the most popular sets that people look at or look for? Or is it really across the board?
I think it's across the board, and it's so diverse. But recently, Nerve did a piece on one of our top models. She's our fourth top model. Her name's English Babs, and she's 55 years old, has 5 children. And she's incredibly popular on the site. And one of the reasons why is that people love her grace and maturity and how proud and comfortable she is in her body and her skin. And she's such an inspiration to everybody on the site that, you know, I look up to her because I'm like, wow, if a woman can do that and like rock that body and
right.
be proud of herself,
exactly.
like I can grow into, you know, into an older woman and be proud of myself and right. love myself too. And so she's like such an inspiration.
Exactly.
And we were so pleased that like Nerve.
And it helps women with self-esteem. I mean, the thing is because so many women, you're right, they look at these sites and they think they should look a certain way. And your site has all different body types and all different representations of women. And I think it also can inspire women to feel confident.
I think we have a little bit of something for everyone. I think if you come to Zivity, you're going to find a photograph that you like, no matter what you're into.
Right. So there's a lot of like strong fantasy themes on your site. So are there any fantasies in that there that like portrays anything from your own lives?
Oh gosh, yeah, totally.
Like what?
I really like, well, I would like to get more into cosplay, and so we have a lot of people, you know, Comic-Con's right around the corner.
Right,
so
right. Menace
this is very yeah. Appropriate, but I fantasize about being in cosplay, and so I get very inspired when I see some of the models on our site who are like showing up as Wonder Woman or
right.
like various different, even obscure characters that I don't even know, so
right.
I have to go search for them and try to figure out what it is that they're portraying. And so I think the fact that the women are able to think about whatever it is in their fantasy world that they want to be and become that, whether it be Game of Thrones, whether it be, you know, some character.
Is there anyone like at the Hamburglar by chance?
No, but we could host a Hamburglar
happen.
Prize. Well, so, see, and we could actually get sets with Hamburglar.
We should talk
outfits.
About prizes.
Well, that's my, the backstory.
He wants
on
me
her.
To dress
no.
up.
As
it, oh.
See, this is what I asked her because she's not really a fast food type. I said, if your dream guy who was like perfect in every single way, the guy that you finally want to marry because she does never wants to get married, said, I love you. There's just this one thing that I want. I want you to dress up as the Hamburglar while we have sex. I asked her, would you do it? And she said no.
No, the first time I was like, I'm saying,
I'm like the perfect guy, like in every single way. She's like, no. Why? Because it doesn't make me feel sexy. See, it's always about her.
No, anyway, that's our hamburger thing. No, that's not true, but I love dressing up. But if I dress up, I would hope that it would be a mutually exclusive, enjoyable experience for both of us. Not that I wouldn't do stuff for a guy if he's like, oh, I want you to whatever, but not that friggin' hamburger. That's the least sexy thing I ever heard. I'm like, just give me a French fries and a Big Mac, and we're gonna eat. Yeah.
In regards to the Hamburglar, on Zivity we have another feature called Prizes, which is a creative prompt for the community. So you say, let's say Menace wants the hottest Taco Bell theme set ever. He can go on the site and put up $200 or whatever prize he feels is reasonable and say, I love Taco Bell. I want tacos on your boobs. I want, like, I want you to go...
A bed of tacos.
Yeah.
Totally. And whoever comes up with the best set on this theme gets this prize money. And then people submit their creative take on the Taco Bell.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Glamour.
See, you could do that. So are there any common themes on the site that you think just keep coming? Your top three fantasies or fetishes that come up?
Good question.
Yeah, it's... I'm always surprised at what I see because we don't create the content. It's all user submitted. And so every time I log in every day, there's something new.
Right.
And there's, you know, I think the only consistent theme is beautiful photography of wonderful women and what they want to do with themselves and how they want to express themselves. And it's so varied.
People seem, the perennial themes that I see are tattoos. People love, like, show me your ink.
Right.
And people love nature. People love girls running through the fields or by the stream, which I think is quite charming.
That is pretty. Yeah, that's nice.
And then there's also, like,
nature.
Women in the snow.
Yeah.
Cold.
And then there's also, like, more political prizes, like, I'm upset about NSA wiretapping. I'm upset about the Snowden revelations and the fact that we get spied on. Create a set that captures that feeling of being intruded upon or spied upon and surveillance. And
so there's like women standing there like, what, like about representing that theme? Like they're being spied on or they're...
Yeah, like there's like creeper surveillance camera photos where like...
God, there's everything.
It's interesting.
Yeah, that's really cool. So then, and then the community, it's a community that you've built and then they're all, they all know each other. I mean... online and they're chatting.
People have made like best friends on our site. There's people have been married. You know, any community has this, and so that's one of the things that's really special is you find out about these long-lasting friendships that get built.
That's really cool. I like that. So let's talk about the Free the Nipple campaign.
Yeah,
okay, so let's give some background if people don't know.
Yeah, sure. So I met this wonderful woman named Lena Esko who made a film called Free the Nipple, and she gave me basically the rough cut of it to watch. And she put up it's not Kickstarter. They use some other platform, some crowdfunding platform for it. And they raised not enough money. I was actually really surprised that she didn't raise a ton of money and that people weren't really super motivated to back this project because the project was about, you know, being able to expose our breasts in public in places like New York or places where they're arresting women for being nude. And it's a fictional film, but it covers a very real issue about female breasts and sort of society's relationship with the female nipple and how it's unfair that men can be topless pretty much everywhere.
Right.
And like you could take your shirt off right now, Menace, and just
you don't want me to do that.
She never has. I'm surprised. Yeah.
You could.
But
if I walk outside, I guarantee you I will be stopped. I will be harassed. You know, people will treat me very differently. And so the movie... you know, it's activism is a form of art, and they made it. And so what happened was it slowly started to take off where we hosted a prize for Free the Nipple. We had a lot of art artists doing it, and then we started seeing more and more people on Instagram popping up. And then all of a sudden, celebrities started attaching to it, which is really fantastic. So, like, Miley Cyrus was one person. She posted an Instagram photo of herself holding a nipple. And, you know, she's like, there's no reason why this should be shameful.
Right.
And then, you know, Rumor Willis started walking around naked, like topless in New York City. And before we knew it, like Facebook actually started to unban photos of women breastfeeding with babies. So while that's not perfect, it's like a step in the right direction
of
where we need to be. And I don't understand what the big fear is over seeing like a female nipple. Like,
I know, especially if you go to Europe, there's like nipples everywhere. You're like, where's your nipple? Why aren't you showing your nipple?
Are your eyes going to explode? Like what's going to happen? I don't really understand.
Now I'm on your side 100%. Like I do believe that it's a double standard and you should be able to do whatever you want. But when it comes to online and Facebook, like we don't own Facebook, so they can make whatever rules that they want, you know? So like the same thing happened with Rihanna. So Rihanna was posting topless photos on Instagram, right?
Those photos were hot.
Yeah, and they were taken down. And
but did they cancel her account? They just took them down, right? Hmm? Instagram just took them down, they told her to take them down.
I think they like closed her account for a second. I don't know all the details.
I'm just curious.
But you know, they just don't allow it, and that's up to them. That's like, you know, if you don't agree with their rules, then just don't use their platform. You know, and then so she went to Twitter, which does allow it. And
Twitter's the last frontier.
Yeah. I know, but like for now, it, like right? who knows?
And they said, "Oh, there," and you know, Tumblr and stuff like that. But so, it just use right a different platform that agrees with your your thoughts.
Well, why on they have the right to do it? It doesn't make it. I still think it's wrong. I mean, yeah. as a private entity, obviously, right. you know, you can do mm-hmm. whatever you like, and I don't believe that there should be a law that forces Facebook or any of these companies to allow nudity. But mm-hmm. I think from a just sort of thinking about society and their impact on society and what this is causing, it's causing people, women, to be treated as second-class citizens when it comes to nudity and our bodies and our agency over ourselves. And it mm-hmm. actually permeates all the way through to right. like how we treat prostitution, the media and the MPAA and how they give ratings to films. And it all starts with just whether or not we can handle the image of a breast. Mm-hmm. And I would right. much rather see, you know, I'm not saying that even pictures of violence should be banned. Yeah. We should still see violence. I actually think we should see that too. But I think we see so many, like I go through Facebook in my feed and I'm seeing like dismembered kids in Gaza.
Right.
And it's mm-hmm. killing me. And yet you can't see a beautiful picture of a loving couple, you know, in an embrace to remind you that there's still some love in
exactly.
this world.
Yeah. Yeah. It's there's such a double standard. Like, it's so puritanical, totally, but yeah, we spent more money totally, in this country on porn and everything else. Like, we're yeah. so repressed, but yet it's everywhere, but we still are the only country left that's, like, cracking down on all this stuff. When you go to, like, France or Europe, anywhere, like, you see nipples in all the advertisements, photography. It's just it's messed up.
Yeah, no, and I totally agree with you. It's just that's how I feel on the whole the online, because I know it's a battle between on Facebook and Instagram to be able to share these photos.
Well, I've heard this argument before. If you mm-hmm. don't like the social network, go to this other social network. But mm-hmm. I think when a site reaches the enormous network effect that Facebook has, mm-hmm. you pay a toll. There's a cost. My friend Lori Penny, who's an excellent journalist, wrote about this when Facebook did their happiness experiment, where they turned on more sad content for mm-hmm. some people and happy content for others mm-hmm. and basically used a bunch of people as guinea pigs to determine so whether up. Or not the mm-hmm. information right. you get changes your mood, and people were upset. So everyone was like, you don't like it, don't use Facebook. And Lori wrote, the cost to that is like you miss out your cousin's cry for help at 3 a.m.
Right.
or your relatives who are too old to use any other platform.
Like you get attached to it and they're like changing the formula.
Well, yeah. not only that, but there's no alternative. And right. we're silencing people. And, right. you know, while I can't force Facebook to do this, the only thing that you can do about speech is more speech. And I think people need to stand up. And they're going to have to eventually listen to their consumers, you know, because mm-hmm. if they actually do fear that we're all going to leave, I mean, I guess we could have a mass exodus and that would make mm-hmm. them fearful. But, you know, if there's only a few million people who do it, it's a drop in the bucket for them.
Look, it happened in MySpace. It can happen to...
Maybe.
It can happen.
But MySpace was replaced by Facebook, right? Pretty much.
Yeah, and then Facebook can be replaced by somebody else. Like
Zivity.
If you, if you actually, Facebook. I mean, you guys probably have fan pages and stuff like that.
Which I've had threatened to be taken
sure.
down.
Yeah, many times. Yeah. But you probably know like how many people you're actually reaching on your page these days. You know, it's not really that much. Mm-hmm. So
what do you mean? Oh, because they hold back?
They hold back. Like you only... Well, last they talked about, you only reach 10% of your audience.
Yeah, they don't even show everyone
your
feed.
And then I think they're about to throttle it down to about 3%.
Because they want you to pay and buy ads.
Yeah. And then
the ads aren't that effective either. We run them and they don't work.
So you just find other ways. And I have to find other ways to, you know, get referral traffic to my website. And it's just going to, you know, it's going to happen.
Well, we hear Instagram's still effective. We heard that from another artist who told us that, you know, her sales are up and her business is booming because of Instagram. So mm-hmm. I still feel like even though Instagram is cracking down on like, you know, racy images as well, mm-hmm. because they're now owned by Facebook, but you can still run a business on it and get referral traffic on it and without ad promotion, at least right now.
Right. So you hear what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm on your side.
We are all on your side. And your site really is beautiful. Yeah. Everyone should check it out. I mean, the site, the photography. And we're also going to potentially do some kind of joint. Like, my site, I do blogs every day. We talked about this, but using some of your imagery, because it's really beautiful on our site as well, because we write a lot about sex, relationships. It might be nice. I love
people
I
might
love,
be into your photos on her website. Yeah, is what totally. She's trying to say.
And then we'll promote and do a whole thing together. Yeah, because we, you guys are in, you're still in San Francisco. Yeah. That's where we met.
So, and I was just looking today. I saw somebody saying that it's like a national holiday for, I think, like BDSM.
I should know this. Don't tell me this on the show. Yeah. It's today's BDSM day, and I don't know this. Huh. How is this possible?
My friend just posted a lovely photo of her.
Do you guys have a lot of that on your site? On your site as well?
It's mild. More fetish? We have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hot.
It's international. Come on, guys.
No, that's just saying on her site. It's like role playing bonded. It's like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, right. I get it. I mean, it's
one time I came out to my parents on National Coming Out Day, and I had no idea. It was a national holiday.
Oh, no way.
But I was like, hey, sweet.
You came out to them as
bisexual.
Bisexual. No. Oh, really? On that day? And you didn't even know it?
I don't know, but there's all these new holidays. Like,
I know. It's like anal sex month in August. Did you know? Coming up in 10 days. Who knew? Anal sex
How
month.
How was that,
a big
though,
month for menace.
Coming out to your parents as bisexual. Because I always talk to my friends that come out.
Story.
As just...
Tell me. Yeah.
That's just gay, but bisexual, they might say, oh, you know.
So it's pretty funny. When I was a teen, the first time I asked my dad, what's a lesbian? He was like, honey, it's a very sick person. The type of person I hope you will never meet. And then a few years later, I was like, Mom, would you love me if I was gay? At that point, I'd figured out that I was bi. And she was like, of course I'd love you, honey. You're like, you can't help it. And I was like, what about if I was bi? And she was like, no.
Right. Lesbian's fine. Bisexual's confusing.
And she was like, yeah, because you have the choice to live a normal life. And you'd be throwing that away, but, you know, but years later, they just became so much more accepting that it was like, oh, cool. We're so glad that you have a girlfriend, sweetie. We're so happy for
That's
you.
Good. They're just happy that you have
someone.
I've
trained them well.
Exactly. Yeah. So you have a girlfriend and you see men as well. So you're in a polyamorous.
Yeah.
Is that whatever you want to call it. Everyone calls it something differently. Open relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how's that for a long time? So your whole life you've been that way?
No, it happened when I moved to San Francisco.
Oh, always. That's when it happens.
It's a disease you catch when you move. Yeah.
Everyone thinks I'm weird here. I'm like, not that I'm in, I don't know what I'm in. I'm in a bunch of different kind of things. But yeah, San Francisco's the place to do it, right? Everyone's it really like, cool. It's cool.
There in Santa Cruz, California.
Yeah.
That's why I think SF was a perfect city for Cyan to launch Zivity in, because it was just so open-minded.
It is.
It was a very progressive
city. It was a great city. Even here, LA is a little, different. It's open-minded, but it's more like, can we make money on this? Can we sell it? Can we make ads?
I think San Francisco is the most open, closed-minded city in America.
Why closed? Really? I was just there the other day.
Well, the only thing is, yes, they're very open-minded to, I would say, other thing that people would find extreme, but the only problem that sucks about San Francisco is if people don't see your way, then they're gonna
very divisive.
Shit,
people have attitude. I know.
Yeah, that's what kind of sucks. It's like, well, F you then if you don't,
Right.
If you're not into shitting in bags on the street or something like that. I don't know.
I got it. I was there the other day. I hadn't been back because I lived there for 20 years and I had to go back for a meeting just on Monday. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I got there, it was gloomy, it was raining, and San Francisco is, I feel like I'm still, always be a San Franciscan, but I had to move here for work, but I kind of felt like the city had changed, and I felt like I ran into, it was like running into an ex-boyfriend who got kind of, fat and not as cute anymore, and I had this relief that we broke up. That's how I felt about San Francisco. But okay. I love it in my heart. I know that sounds bad, but you know when you run into an ex, you're like, oh, good, he's not that cute anymore, I don't want to sleep with him. I was like, oh, I don't really want to sleep with him anymore. So I felt okay with it, so that's how I felt about San Francisco. Like, it had changed a lot. And it was crowded
also,
and rainy, and I forget how cold it is and how nice it is here. But that's the superficial part. I miss my friends and my life there, but I felt like this was just a good change. I just think change is always good. And I was there for most of my life. So.
And then also the big.coms have really come in again in the past two
everyone's
and a half
leaving
years.
The city. It's changed since I left. Right.
It took me an hour to find parking space. By my house.
Well,
when it
there's
did it
an
3 years
app that
ago.
Will sell you parking space.
I know.
So shady.
Really?
Just before I moved there, I had two parking spaces, one by one of my offices and one by my house. Together was $700 a month just for parking. That's how insane it is to live in San Francisco.
Small city.
It's not worth it right now. Like, if you make $180,000 a year or something like that, you're mid-level in San Francisco. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
And then,
but
under that, you're considered poor.
I know.
It's crazy.
But do you feel rich here?
Oh my God. Like, for what I get.
I know you have a place.
Here
yeah.
is five like times as big. I have two parking spaces that I don't have to pay extra money for and guest parking. It's crazy.
I know. It's crazy. And it's like 96 degrees.
More relaxing. Today, but yeah. I do miss, you know, being around the city and stuff.
No,
like
I miss
that.
All my people. And then yeah. I left and I cried on the airplane because I saw my friend and I missed her. So, like, I went in going, oh, I'm
Did
so glad.
Did you guys make out? You should have.
No, she's not like that.
Okay.
No, but I would have told you about it. Okay, so everyone can find you guys Zivity, Zivity.com.
That's right.
And they can check it out. You can and you can see some of the photos for free, some of the photo sets and stuff. So what are you hoping? Like, what's your goals for the site, like, in the coming years? Like, what do you hope people, like, go there and check it out just to, what is it? What would you like them to do?
Well, quickly, in regards to seeing pictures on Zivity for free, if you go to Zivity.com/gallery.
They just check it out. You tease it. Yeah.
Yeah. Zivity.com/gallery. We have 100 free images. We don't publicize this. So this is like a special thing
Sweet.
For Sex with Emily viewers.
Oh, awesome.
But in the coming year, I mean, we're looking at what a lot of companies like Kickstarter and Patreon are doing, ways that people are continuing to support their favorite artists online. And we want to build more tools like that into our site, more ways for people to support their favorite artists. I can't talk about it because some of it is under wraps. But
okay.
We're moving forward. Like,
okay.
We just brought on a new developer. Super exciting.
That's great. That's very exciting. Okay. Well, I think it's great and everyone check it out. And I think it helps people too with like body image and body positivity. So is it more men and women that come to your site or it's all, would you say it's everyone?
Well, we're probably predominantly male, but given, you know, the subject matter, you know, men love pictures of women, but
right.
we have
but women
too.
Love pictures
yeah,
of women, right?
We have women too. So Minus I, is one there of now. The things that I often hear, like women will stop me and say, "I really love your site because I found a woman who looks like me, and the way she did her makeup and the way she wore that lingerie, like I wouldn't have thought of that." And so now I'm inspired to go down to X, Y, or Z store and buy
right.
these things.
No,
and
I was
be
just
like
looking
that.
At your site, and I got this new. I went to Agent Provocateur and got some beautiful things, and I was thinking of doing some photography. Well. It's a long story, but I was taking pictures. I was wearing it, and a friend of mine was taking pictures, and I was like, I don't know how to pose. Like, I didn't know how to pose in it and how to, you know, it was all, I had this whole thing, and I'm like getting some ideas about
We're actually starting to develop artist guides for our models and photographers, like how to pose, how to shoot indoors.
Yeah, everyone needs those tips because I'm like, oh, I've got to touch this up.
You That's should totally good. Go to Comic-Con and dress up as like a Super Mario Brother or
yeah?
something like that.
I want
to
go. I do. It's in San Diego.
Hamburglar.
Yeah. It's
I
in
know.
San Diego.
It's tomorrow.
Yes, it's tomorrow.
I can't. I'd like to.
You're going
to
miss out.
I know. Okay. Well, we're going to get, if you guys are welcome to stay, we're going to move into a little bit of emails and stuff.
Okay.
But yeah. So
feel free to chime in if you have
feel
any.
Feel free to chime in.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Okay.
Okay. But first, I have a word from our sponsors.
All right.
Okay. So as you know, I friggin' love doing the show for all of you for free, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. So Fleshlight is the number one sex toy for men. So wouldn't it be amazing if you could actually feel the pleasure of having sex anytime, even if you didn't have a partner? The Fleshlight is the most popular sex toy for men. It actually simulates the sensations of having sex, and it was engineered to look and feel like the real deal. And some people say it's better than sex. I mean, I don't know what kind of sex they're having, but it actually feels that way, that you're a long-distance relationship. Or if you just want to improve your stamina, they have like the Fleshlight Stamina Training Unit. It helps you last longer in bed, become a better lover. And you also experience some of the most mind-blowing orgasms of your life. So I've heard. And also, if you ever fantasize about having sex with your favorite star, they've got her vagina that's been molded and you can have sex with it too. Caden Cross, Tara Patrick, all that stuff. So check it out. You've heard me talk about Fleshlight and I'm telling you, I don't think that you're going to get a Fleshlight and hate it. I've just never heard a negative thing from anyone who has gotten it. So you might as well spice it up. Women, God knows we've got a gazillion sex toys out there. This is the one for you. Sexwithemily.com/Fleshlight. That's sexwithemily.com/Fleshlight. Speaking of toys, another reason you're able to listen to us for free is because the incredible people at goodvibes.com. You guys know Good Vibes San Francisco. Woo! Do you love them? Did you guys get your first vibrator there?
Oh, absolutely. I
Did
love
you?
That place.
Right?
Yes,
I tried to explain to people how it's like, it's an experience when you go into the store, but then their online site is amazing too because they only carry the most sex positive toys, all the best brands, Vibratex. I'm obsessed with the new Rabbit Habit. They have the Dahlia. When you use coupon code EMILYGV20, you get 20% off. You can get the most orgasmic vibrator of all time, the Magic Wand. So go to sexwithelmy.com, click on the Good Vibrations banner, and you can see my favorite toys. I've got a shop set up there, and you know I've tried them all. So the only things in there are things that I love and recommend. You can get lubes and bondage equipment, whatever you want. So use coupon code GVEMILY20, and just go to sexwithelmy.com, click on the Good Vibes banner.
Sweet.
Sweet.
I can't believe I didn't even mention this when we were talking about dressing up. So I had actually a weird day today.
Already? Okay, yeah. What happened?
So, you know, I was doing research. I do a morning show with a group of people. It's called The Woody Show on Alt 98.7 here in Los Angeles every morning. And so I researched a lot of news, and I saw a news article about somebody doing a parody porn of Weird Al Yankovic, right?
Okay.
And then so they dressed up as Weird Al. He used to have a TV show called UHF. And they made the porn around UHF. Here's what the photo looks like.
You should put a link. Oh my God. We'll put a link.
You put a link up on there.
Oh my God.
It's hilarious, right?
Yeah.
So I'm reading that, and then I'm sitting at, you know, I'm sitting at work, and I'm just typing and working on stuff. Guess who turns around the corner?
Weird Al.
Weird Al.
Shut up. What'd you do?
Swear to God.
Did you go?
Well, I didn't mention the porn because today he actually had the number one album in America. Wow. From his latest album. So I said hi and I congratulated him. I took a picture. It's on my Instagram.
Oh, awesome.
Menace on Instagram if you want to see it. But it was so funny just to I'm reading that about like really, how there's this
did you
porn
tell him that you were, well, you didn't tell him you were reading the porn thing, but did you say, yeah.
Oh, no, because I just heard that he went number one. Right. And then so I just was congratulating
him. That's cool. Must have been. I can't believe he's still
relevant. Because I mentioned Weird Al to Emily, and she's like, oh, is that the guy from the 80s? Yes, he has still stayed relevant. Emily does
I
not
have not
watch
stayed relevant.
She doesn't
watch
television or keep up on pop culture at all, so
nothing.
It's not hard to believe that she didn't know that Weird Al was still around.
No,
but
I'm surprised.
If you want to see Weird Al porn, you should link it on sexwithemily.com.
Okay.
I'm
got
telling
that.
You, people would love that.
We'll do that, Lauren.
On your Facebook page.
Weird Al Yankovic porn. We're all over that stuff.
It's like the AVClub.com did an article on it. It's hilarious.
Okay. Thanks, Menace. Thanks for bringing me all the important news of the day.
Of course.
I appreciate
Weird
it.
Weird Al porn.
I'm trying to think who I met. I feel like, I can't remember. Okay. So anyway, email subjects. We have, let's get into them. So as you know, I love hearing from you. Feedback at sexwithemily.com. I do read and try to answer all your emails, and I keep them coming. Dear Emily, I've been listening for 6 months now and love your podcast. I just listened to Communication is Lubrication and Intern Sex Toy Review, and I wanted to let you know that I especially love the shows where your interns participate. It seems so easy to identify with them. I can identify with the perspectives and experiences and still learn a lot. I find these shows extra special. Wanted to encourage you to doing this more often. The discussion between the three of you feels like a coffee shop chat among girlfriends. It's a great addition to your show. I love episodes. You have experts and, of course, Menace as well. But these regular girls are easy to identify. It just adds on your show. Congratulations to them, as well as having the courage at that age to step up to the microphone with you and open up. Great job to you all. Keep it going. Doesn't say her name.
I'm sure they're so good because your interns are probably all they do is hook up on Tinder all day, don't they?
I don't know what they know. She's got a boyfriend, but we've been doing some great shows with them because, as you know, we've always an intern sex toy review, and since you can't always be here, and so we've done a few shows. We just did another one which hasn't been released yet, and we did one a few weeks ago, and people really have liked these shows a lot because it's we're sitting around talking about so how was your first orgasm with this vibrator or that, because Good Vibes is our sponsor and they get to pick out whatever they want on our site. It's fun being a sex toy intern. They always go home with goodie bags every day. And she came and talked about it. And, you know, it's interesting because there's an age, you know, in their early 20s, talking about oral sex. I always feel like guys, did you guys feel like men knew how to perform oral sex in their early 20s or even later?
That men knew how to?
Men.
No.
Right. One of my interns had to go to the hospital because some guy hurt her so bad with his tongue. And
Jesus.
I just feel like, Jesus, these are the guys that have to listen to the goddamn show. But it's just interesting hearing her and her experiences about bringing toys into the bedroom and all that stuff. So for the first time. Because I give them to, I don't make them do it. I don't say, hey, you got to bring this. But so anyway, well, thank you for your email, sweetie. Okay, Kegel Camp. Hey, Emily, I love your show and I love the Kegel Camp app. I use it every day on my way home from work. I need your advice concerning the clitoris. My boyfriend is very good at finding my clitoris with his tongue and hands, but whenever he's touching it, the pressure is too much and it hurts. I've told him to be gentle, slow down, etc., but it seems like no matter what we try, it's always too rough for me to have an orgasm. I'm able to get myself off while masturbating, but I can't get off with his hands or mouth. The sex is great. We are able to communicate with each other. He's given me plenty of G-spot orgasms, but I still am not able to get me off this way. any tips so I can give my man, get my man from touching my clitoris so that it doesn't hurt? You're the best. Much love from Austin, Texas, Caitlin. Okay, Caitlin, she loves me. Okay, so I have an app called Kegel Camp. It's for men and for women. Mm-hmm. You can get it in the iTunes store. Let's just cover that first. So you guys know Kegel exercises.
I talked about it on the radio for you and told people to download it.
You did?
Yeah.
When?
We started talking about Kegels and I was like, oh yeah, my friend has an app.
Yeah.
Download it.
It's Kegel true. Camp. And I got to tell you, there's a big thing in the New York Times. Like, people think it's for women, but for men too. There was a big thing about men's like prostate health and all that, that everyone should be doing their Kegels. No one remembers. Doctor tells you to do it and it reminds you every day. Kegel Camp. Anyway, clitoris. So she finds it with his tongue, hands. The pressure's too much. You've got to tell him, but it seems like no matter what we try. I think you got to try some mutual masturbation. Caitlin, I think that you should have him watch you, and you should watch him. And maybe he just watches you because it sounds like this, you're the one having issues. And you can show him exactly what it is that you do, and then he can mimic those movements. Because maybe just by telling him to slow down and move his hands is like maybe he's getting nervous to get directions. Sometimes getting directions in the moment for men can be really intimidating. And they just feel like they're messing up. So I would just say, like, hey, babe, watch me do it. And first of all, what a lot of women don't realize, which I've learned lately, always, is that they don't think that it's hot for their partner to watch them, whether with a woman or a man, to masturbate. And it's really can be the most erotic, sexual, hot thing. Women are like, oh, my orgasm. They're not gonna. Just do it. It's a really sexy thing. It's intimacy. It's bringing you guys closer together. But also, a lot of women are really, really sensitive. Their clitoris is just sensitive, and women just don't necessarily like to be touched there as much, but it sounds like that's what you do want, and you're already having G-spot orgasms, so I would just then focus on your clitoris, show him, because if you can do it, he can do it. He can learn it. I'm sure he's a smart guy, and so I'm trying to think what else you said. You told him to be gentle, slow down, but you need to show him. It looks like you just need to show him if the actual verbal cues are not. Any suggestions?
They're probably off, yes.
What?
No, the verbal cues.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. I just like take his hand and show him or have him watch you.
Yeah, I mean, I used to work as a teacher, and one of the first things we learned is that different people are different types of learners. Visual learners, kinetic learners. Maybe he's a kinetic learner and needs to do it exactly.
That's how I am. I'm a kinetic learner, too. I am. I need to like feel things, do it in the moment, touch it, experience it.
So I've given this advice to someone before who had this issue as well, and I know this may sound strange, but I told them to put their hand on a piece of fruit that has very thin skin on it, like a peach, and rub it, and you know, be gentle enough that you don't tear the skin off the peach.
A right peach. Yeah.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that.
No,
I'm just
kidding. No, a peach is that's a great example.
You know,
right?
And for whatever reason, that like mental image and the thought of that, they don't even have to go touch the peach. It's just thinking about like pressure. And like the fact that rubbing could actually cause that friction and create that problem seemed to fix it for the person I was helping.
That's great. That's really good advice. Menace, how have you dealt with painful clitorises?
Oh, painful clitorises.
Menace doesn't talk about it.
I usually run the other way. Well, my clitoris is being rubbed the wrong way.
He doesn't even know what a clitoris is. So I don't know why I'm talking to you about this in this moment. But that's cool. Okay. So let me go to the next email here. All right. So clitoris. It's a big thing. Okay, this is called Come Digest. God knows where we're going here. Hi, Emily. I haven't been sexually active for long. I've engaged in foreplay with previous boyfriends, but didn't want to fully have sex until I felt I was with the right person. I'm with a new guy now who never pressured me and told me he loved me either way. And after 8 months, we finally had sex and it was wonderful. My only hindrance so far in the bedroom comes down to blowjobs. I've gotten a lot better at them lately, but I just can't seem to get myself to let him come in my mouth. I know how immature that must sound, but it nauseates me just to think about it. I don't have a problem performing the blowjob. I can tolerate the pre-cum. It's just the actual cum that grosses me out. Are there any tips you have or methods you know to help me face the cum digest head on? I really want to help be able to give him the full pleasurable experience because he's the best boyfriend imaginable, and I just want to do this for him, especially since blowjobs are his favorite. Thanks, Lauren. Okay, Lauren.
I would say tequila, right?
What, tequila? No. So she's so drunk and can't take it, and then she throws up all over.
No, I mean, like, some, I don't know, is some girls do it and some don't. Like, why?
I don't know. Is it really a big deal? I don't know. I mean, honestly, I've always swallowed because I just didn't know you shouldn't. Like, I was taught, like, you have to swallow. Like, I was like, okay.
I mean,
like,
if you really love me, you would. But
right.
No, but I just thought.
But,
like,
guys, but a lot of women don't.
Guys
like
are
it.
So simple and stupid. Like, they don't care either way, you know?
Some
they
guys
don't.
Do. Clearly her boyfriend... Okay, Lauren, here's my question
for
you.
They don't.
Do you, is he telling you, honey, your blowjobs would be, I give them a 10, but they're only a 9 because you're not swallowing? Or are you creating this barrier in your head that you're doing something wrong? Because women are such, a lot of women and men can be such pleasers, but we're such peelers. So I'm wondering, you're probably giving them a killer blowjob. If you don't swallow, that's fine. You could, if you want to try it. I mean, you might have had a bad experience once, and maybe, I think a lot of people have bad sexual experiences like one time in their life, and they just swear things off forever. Like maybe some guy had really bad cum, or it went up her nose, or
it's
who knows
like
what.
A shot. Just do it real quick, like, you know?
I'm really bad at shots, though, but I can swallow cum, but I can't do shots.
But also another thing is, as she's like pulling away, she might be slowing down and messing up the process.
This is what she's do. Use your hand when he's about to ejaculate. Just give him a great hand job with lots of lube, or make sure it's already lubricated, and just let him finish that way if you don't want to swallow. But also, my website gives great tips on hand jobs because we actually had a and blowjobs, but we had a great a hand job debate going on for many years on the show.
Years, yeah.
Also, you could try Mask. This is a product we used to always talk about. Mask, MASQUE, sexual flavors. It's a strip. It's like those Listerine strips that you put on your tongue. It masks the taste of semen, and you can get them. I think you can still get them at Good Vibes, and it literally like the blowjob will taste like cherries or what is it? Watermelon, strawberry, orange. Something.
Aren't they based out of Santa Cruz, California?
Mask?
I think so.
No.
They're not?
They're not. No, but they sell it at Good Vibes. They're little strips. But also, you know, you could also position the penis towards the back of your mouth when he's about to ejaculate, and you might not taste it as much. But I would also check back in, Lauren, with your guy, because I don't know. I mean, I don't. Do guys,
I can't imagine any guy that really actually gets upset by that.
I mean, you're younger. I don't know how old she is. I don't know. I think
most
changed.
Guys are surprised when it happens.
When they do swallow?
When they do, yeah. They're just like wow, okay,
so most
happened.
Women don't.
Yeah.
I really, like, it's so funny.
Really?
This is on my very first podcast.
Most
so, like,
women don't?
2,000 podcasts ago. I remember it was my friend Ed was on the show. And he was like, we're talking about blowjobs. He's like, I just feel like if a woman swallows, like, I don't want her to do it right away because I feel like it's such an intimate thing. And I was like, I learned
that. The guy's totally trying to sleep with you.
No, he wasn't.
That.
He was my good friend. You remember Ed? He wasn't trying to sleep with me. But I was like, I didn't even. He's like, you're such an ace, the Jewish, like, good Jewish girl, like that. Like, that's what you learn. He's like, swallow. He's like, you're such a, like, people please. I'm like, no,
I don't know. Like,
I didn't know you couldn't. I'm like, you just swallow,
thinking,
take one for the team.
I'm thinking in 2014 that most girls do swallow. I would say out of my sexual experiences, maybe like 20% don't. It's like 80% do.
Out of the three women you've been with?
Yeah, out of the three.
What do you guys, so do you don't or you don't? You decide every other time, like,
I
you
do.
Like it, you don't? You do. Yeah.
See?
You don't, never?
I just, I mean, what, actually, just, okay. I'm not super excited about blowjobs.
Right, that's I got cool. it. So many people just... aren't. Like, so many women just don't love, I did a workshop on this last week, was part of it, was like, how to learn to love it, is what I wrote an article for. Who did I write that article for, Lauren, how to learn to love the blowjob? Was that Glamour too? I think so.
You know, one of those websites.
One of those websites.
But the thing is also, like, we get emails all the time. We're like, oh, she's not really into blowjobs. I just don't think she ever will be.
Right.
You know? So if she's really against it and she doesn't want to do it and you force her, like, really, like, talk her into it, it's not, no pun intended, it's going to suck anyway.
Right.
It's not going to be a good blowjob.
You don't
want
to force anyone to do it. No, that is very true. You don't want to force anyone to do it. But I'm just, again, going back to women not liking things because maybe they had a bad experience. But if you just like the penis, you don't take, just don't do
it. Yeah, but if they're open to it and they want to do better, then yes, they should take your workshops. But if they're not into it, just let it go. Same thing with anal sex. Like, you're not going to talk them into
it. It is anal sex month coming up.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
but you're not going to, but no, but
if you, like, pressure them, like, trying to wear them down to get them to do it, they're not going to do it. Maybe one day they'll just, like, they'll bring it up. Just find, just bring them around their friends that do anal sex, and then they'll say how amazing it is, and then they'll talk them into it.
I don't
because
know, they're into it or not.
A guy is never going to be able to do it.
But the thing is, well, I was talking to Mike Catherwood. It's so funny. You know Mike Catherwood. So I host Loveline on Thursday nights with Dr. Drew and Mike Catherwood. And so the other night I was there, and I was actually just doing my podcast there without you. Sorry, it was sad. But we had a comedian. It's a funny, we just posted Adam Ray. He's a comedian from a bunch of different things. You should check out the podcast. But after I was leaving, Drew and Mike were coming and doing their podcast, and Mike just walks in and says, he's like, Emily's ass is open for business. I'm like, what are you talking about? That's how he greeted me. And so then he's like, come on, do our show. So I went into their show, and we were talking about it. I said, I think that the same thing I was just saying earlier about blowjobs, that there's a lot of women who think who don't like anal sex, and there's just women who legitimately don't like it, but there's also women who had really bad experiences with guys who didn't know what they were doing, and they didn't use lube. They didn't warm them up. They shoved it in. It was painful. And so they swear it off forever because Mike was talking about his wife who doesn't like it. I was like, well, are you, she's your wife. He's like, I want it. But she's, I'm like, well, maybe we could figure out if there's something behind that because you can reassociate whatever your associations are with it and kind of try to make it like a good experience if it was someone who's like more of an experienced lover.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about this a lot recently, and in my experience, no one has ever treated me lesser because I was like, I prefer not to do this.
Right.
But recently I was like, maybe I want to learn to become the blowjob master. How do I do that? And I thought about it a lot. I asked my friend's advice. And the advice I got was really interesting. It wasn't read about technique.
Right.
It was read stories by women who talk about the psychological experience of doing it and why they find it hot. And if you approach it from that perspective, if you really figure out how can I make this fun for myself intellectually.
It's true. Well, that's what I talk about in my workshop is that it's a mindset. It's like you're giving them, you're in control of their pleasure. You're giving them this ultimate, you know, pleasure that they want, but it also comes back to you because you're feeling like, here's a person I love. This penis is an extension of them, and I'm going to do something that's going to make him feel good. Exactly. And what comes around goes around, and hopefully he'll...
What comes around?
What comes... Ha, ha, right. Totally. Everything's a friggin' innuendo on this show. So it's hard to talk about, yeah, tips. But no, you're right. It's not like I'm... And then there are the tips, but the number one thing is like always like enthusiasm, like, you don't want anyone going down on you either as a woman who's just like sitting there like, you know, not into it because you can tell you're like, I'd rather just have you go make me dinner or something and then do that. And so you got to be enthusiastic. But also there is a way to change your mindset to be like, and that's what I'm also saying for the first person who emailed in, the woman who that about the blowjob is that Caitlin is that she could listen to some of the stuff and think about it. There's a way she can change her mindset around it, around like it's someone that you love, it's extension of their body, and like that you are in control of their pleasure, and you could just make them feel good, and that makes you feel good, giving, receiving, all that stuff. Okay, so we got to wrap up the show. Thank you so much. I so appreciate you guys being here from Zivity. Sayan and Nadia, right? Did I say that right? Nadia? It's okay. Good. Thank you. Zivity.com. Anything else, you guys, and your website and your Twitter, Instagram, anything you want to, all that stuff?
It's all Zivity. So if you go to
everything Zivity, Zivity, Z-I-V-I-T-Y.
Yep. Facebook, Zivity, Twitter, Zivity.
It's so awesome when you lock all that stuff down, don't
you? Yeah, we also have a really unique name, so there's not really any other company.
What does it mean?
It's just a made-up name.
I like it. That's why no one has it.
Yeah,
no one has it. You're doing beautiful work, and hopefully we can do some future collaborations, but everyone should check out your site. I would love that. And Menace.
Yes.
I love seeing
you. I started another Instagram account for people because, you know, I love traveling. Just some small little Instagram account.
What's it called?
Called Best Vacation Photos. If you follow that,
why'd you make it separate from you?
Just because a lot of my friends have like awesome photos, and then so just like one place to share them together.
That's really cool.
So
I will follow you.
Check it out.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And great. And we'll do that.
Right.
And follow me on Instagram, Twitter, everything, and like my Sex Only page because you know what happened. You know what went down with these people. So just do that. And thanks everyone for listening to the show. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to the show. So, you know, we're always talking about if you listen to this show, how can we spice things up, keep things interesting? Well, have you ever heard of a massage candle? Well, it looks like a regular candle. Beautiful. Sit it on your, you know, sit it on your table, use it at your house at night, whatever it is, but it instantly turns into massage oil. And massage, as you know, helps you get in the mood, set the atmosphere, and the warm, luxurious oil feels amazing when you pour it on. So these candles have all natural ingredients, which means they're healthy and moisturizing for your skin, and it's your secret weapon in the bedroom if you want to spice things up, get your partner in the mood, have incredible sex. The feedback has been amazing, and this was just in from one of my listeners. Emily, I bought a candle. My girlfriend was skeptical at first, but agreed to try the warm oil on me. And first gave me a back rub. Then I reciprocated and we had amazing sex. She could not stop talking about how good the candle smells and how great the massage oil feels. And I'm convinced that the scent and the candle helped us through some of the barriers to sex that we have faced lately. So I created these candles so you can have the best sex of your life. So go to emilyandtony.com. Use code Emily for 20% off. That's emilyandtony.com. Use code Emily. Thanks for listening to the show.